think you're getting out of this? Oh, there's no need to answer. I already know the answer. It's obvious. I know that look. I know that blatant look of foolish bravery. Of ridiculous bravo. You think you're going to make it out of this. And that is ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. I mean, you're not stupid. You are the opposite of stupid, and yet you still think you will make it out alive, and nothing I say will change your mind. Do you think you're that special? Do you? Obviously you do. I mean, do you have training? And I ask that knowing that you don't. Because you are devastatingly average. Now, that's not an insult. It's just an observation. A blunt, honest observation. You are average. There's nothing special about you. I mean, yes, you are cute. You're sweet. You are generous and kind, but so many people are generous and kind. So many people are cute and sweet. You're average. Not mediocre. Just rather unremarkable. And that is precisely why I chose you. If it makes you feel better, there were a lot of candidates. But you were just perfect. You were exactly what I was looking for. You fitted the brief 100%. And that is, it's rarer than you think. Normally I always have to make at least one compromise. Because killers can be so picky. They have their rituals, they have their routines, they have their types. It's like dating, really. Only more final. Oh no. No, you didn't think that I... Oh no, you did. You did. You thought that I... Oh no. Sorry, it's not funny. It's just... Do I look like a murderer? Wait, is that why you're so confident? Is that why you're so certain you're going to survive? Because I do not look like a killer, and that is just, wow. Well, I'm not a murderer. So if it were a case of you versus me, you would win, because I hate exercise. Although that I really hate it, and I have no idea when it comes to self-defense. I'm quite panicky, really. But I'm not a murderer. I'm not a killer. I have no intention of slaughtering you. Let you go? Oh no. Now it's embarrassing. Now it's awkward. It's so awkward. And that's all on you. You have made this awkward. I'll put you out of your misery. Well, I'm not going to put you out of your misery, but I'm not going to let you go. No, I'm not going to kill you either. Look. Ordinarily, I don't do this. No, I do this. I do kidnap people. It's my job. My job. No, but when I said that I don't ordinarily do this, I mean I don't talk to the people I kidnap, because it's a waste of time. They're either sobbing, crying, whinging, or they're boasting and threatening me. But you seemed a bit more interesting. Interesting. You were confident, but you didn't threaten me. Turns out, you're not actually that interesting. Just average, unremarkable. But that's not a bad thing. It's a good thing, because you are going to get me a bonus. And I never get a bonus. Never ever in my whole career have I ever had the bonus, and I've been doing this for a very long time. See, I get given a shopping list, and it can be very, very specific and very broad and frankly, unwieldy. Pages and pages of requirements. And requirements can be anything. I mean, absolutely anything. From hair colour to place of birth, star sign, all kinds. And I never ever get every requirement because they're so picky. Serial killers, murderers, they're picky. Well, the ones I deal with are. I'm guessing that your average axe maniac isn't particularly picky about who they kill. But my clients are demanding, and that means that they are hard to please. I do my best and I take my time, which, you know, can also be difficult because they have patterns and rituals, and sometimes I have deadlines. Ooh, poor choice of word. But I can't think of another one. Now, when you have a deadline, sometimes you have to make compromises. And I make sure that all my clients understand that. It's in the contract. The contract. Oh no, I'm not a contract killer. I am not a killer. No. I am a, I've never actually given it a name. I really should have, because now I look a little bit stupid. I'm a procurer. A procurer. I procure victims for serial killers and, No, that's exactly right. I find victims for serial killers. But not any that you would have heard of. My clientele are shy. They don't want headlines, they just want to kill. And I help them do that without any risk of discovery. No, wait, that's not correct. Not completely. I only guarantee to the point of delivery. Once I've handed you over, well, then it's on them. That's it. Mind you, up until now, it's all gone perfectly. Do I need to simplify it a bit for you? Maybe you're not as smart as I thought you were. But you should be, because I've done my research. I've done so much research. That's actually how I got into this. I used to be a researcher. I spent my life just buried in crime statistics. And then, well, it's a long story and we don't have time for that. Oh, you're being collected. Ooh, this is a bit awkward, isn't it? Yeah. If it makes you feel better, it won't make you feel better, so I won't tell you. Spoilers! What do you want to know? Do you want to know how you're going to die? Would it help, knowing how you're going to die? Knowing the details, knowing the timeline? Do you want me to tell you? I don't blame you, it's a lot. You're not so confident now, are you? You're a bit shaken. Because, you could have taken me. One-on-one, you definitely could have taken me, but, yeah, that's not going to be possible with your actual killer. I want you to know that, well, there's no real point, is there? There's nothing I can say which will make it better, easier, This could be a very, very rough handover. I can see my bonus disappearing. Or not. Oh no, I just drugged you, and that's so rude of me. So rude, so impolite, and I am very sorry. Not really sorry, but I am sorry. Not sorry. I don't ordinarily resort to this. It's just, it's a very big bonus. A very, very big bonus. And it's just business. It's nothing personal. None of this is ever personal. It's just, I have bills to pay. And ooh, that buzzer means that your killer is here. You're about to be collected. And I'll look at you, all pliable and quiet. Perfect. Now, don't go anywhere. Not that you can. But, I'll try and make it quick. Although they are a talker. They like to tell me what they're going to do to you. So many details, and well, I don't really have a stomach for it, but it's business. It's customer service. You have to keep your clients happy, so I act interested. I even ask questions. I don't much care for the answers, but have to keep the clients happy. And they are going to be so happy with you. Because you're average, unremarkable, and just so perfect. Thank you for that. Thank you for being just, well, for being you. My bank balance is going to be so happy. You, not so much. But you can't have it all, can you? I'll be right back. Be good. Well, you can. The things I do for a bonus.